we're still doing this?
Doing what?
What? The show?
We? No, I didn't. Why? I was ordering some food. Where'd you come from? Can I have a cocktail with that, too? And some weed.
What is happening?
How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Yeah, that's good. We were taking phone calls about this time yesterday and the day before.
Yes.
And they were fresh and brand new,
right.
That's for sure.
Never heard it before.
As that guy Kevin, the archivist, can tell you.
That's true. I don't like him keeping such close tabs.
I know. He's gonna spill the beans on what we're really doing in here.
Right?
It's just messing up the world.
We come in one day a week. Leave us alone.
That's too much as it is.
That's all we can do. Let's talk about today's show, shall
we? Yeah.
Give me five?
Yeah. It's, bands that are named after someone who's not in the band, non-members. Let's say Molly Hatchet. There's nobody in the band named Molly Hatchet, so that sort of thing. You can think of anything, bands like that. Jane's Addiction, perhaps.
Right. Yeah. Who's naked now?
Who's naked now?
Social media? They're talking about banning TikTok in the U.S.?
Just makes me want to get it. I don't give a rat's ass. I don't have TikTok, but if the man is saying, no, shut it down, then I mean,
then
now I gotta set up an account.
That's how your mind works, of course.
Yep.
A couple of stories this hour that are unbelievable, including one about rollerblades next.
Okay.
That involves cocaine. So that's happening in the KLOS name game.
Yes, $1,600. They still haven't figured out that one particular clue we've been giving out since Monday at 8 with Heidi and Frank. It's season 4. It's back. And another chance to win sometime between now and 4.
On 95.5 KLOS. This next story comes out of Kenosha, Wisconsin. And I can only imagine that not much happens there.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds mighty quiet and cold.
Right?
Yeah.
Rollerblade wheels that were being delivered.
Okay.
As part of a rollerblade package.
To someone's house?
Yes.
Okay.
And it had the cocaine was inside the wheels. They had to melt down the wheels, and then they could separate the cocaine.
Huh.
And this anchor could not be happier about the bust.
Pretty shocking story right here. Over 1,000 grams of cocaine mailed from Bogota, Colombia, infused into rollerblade wheels.
Sounds like he's had a little himself, actually. I think he just had a nice bump right before they went on the air.
Charges have yet to be filed on a drug case that sounds like it is straight out of a movie. A CBS 58's Michelle Fiore has that story tonight from Kenosha.
Good evening. Neighbors watched as over a dozen mostly unmarked squad cars pulled up.
A dozen cops for just a little blow, because that's what's going on.
Listen, they're not doing anything else.
Right.
What's that? Come on, let's go.
Biggest drug bust in the history of the state.
And cops with guns in hand ordered the tenants in this upper unit back here to get out. One neighbor got it all on camera.
Open the door and open it slowly.
Ryan Scott was home alone in the apartment below the one being raided.
I don't want to be in there.
This is him fleeing for fear of what might happen.
What, are they going to fall through the ceiling and land on him and squish him?
He is literally afraid that he might catch a bullet through the floor ceiling.
Come on, man.
He says it.
Clearly doesn't live in L.A.
I made the split decision to leave the property in case there was a potential shootout or, I don't want to catch a bullet through the floor.
Like maybe suddenly the cocaine would come through the floor and he would accidentally snort it and then he would be a drug addict.
I don't totally blame him because if you're living in Kenosha where nothing happens and 12 cars pull up, that scares the crap out of me.
Nothing, you've never seen anything like it before.
Nope.
I guess that's true.
This police response on 26th Avenue just off Highway 50 in Kenosha Friday rattled neighbors' nerves.
Very uneasy and very nervous and very on edge and head on a swivel at all times.
The investigation originated from the feds. Take a look at these rollerblades as they made their way in a package from Bogota, Colombia to Kenosha, Wisconsin. Homeland Security intercepted it, finding the wheels infused with cocaine.
That is a crazy way of doing it. Yeah, there's a second one.
I don't know where it is.
On the same email.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was the guy.
Gotcha.
The guy in the apartment with the drugs.
Gotcha.
With the rollerblades.
I'll go get that. So, I mean, so what a weird way to be sending, like.
Yeah, right?
I've never heard of such a thing.
Everybody knows that the best rollerblades come from Colombia.
Apparently.
They know that if that's what you're looking for, that's where you go, for sure.
But melting it down seems like it would waste the. It seems like it would waste, you would get some of your coke melted into the wheels.
Yeah, it would be rubbery.
It's not going to work.
Nobody wants rubbery coke.
But yeah, exactly. Well, all right, I'll take some.
Okay. New Orleans PD Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick told the city council they need new offices.
Why is that?
Well, theirs have heavy mold. Deteriorating elevators.
Sounds like our old building.
Air conditioning, plumbing problems, both.
Yeah.
And rodents have infested police headquarters.
Ah, rodents have infested. There you go.
That's scattering fun. Feces across desks and feasting on narcotics in the Department of Evidence room. She said,
"That's awesome.
Cockroaches are also abundant." She said, "The rats are eating our marijuana. They're all high."
Oh, come on. Is this really true?
Yes.
Is that fact? Is this out there in the news?
Yes, this is in the news. I had a bunch of people send it to me. They're like, "You'll never believe this, but they're actually getting high on marijuana." The
wasted
rats are.
Rats.
Yep.
That beats the hell out of pizza rat, man.
Right? No kidding. Yeah. So I figured we'd go to the Heineken 00 hotline and talk to the New Orleans Police Commissioner.
Oh, nice.
Ann Kirkpatrick. Hello.
I think you got the wrong person, mon ami.
Who's this?
Who's this?
My name is Louis. I am the Creole rat.
Louis, you can answer the phone?
Yes, because I'm high, mon ami, and it gives me so many smarts.
So you are a rat that's wasted on the evidence that was in their locker or whatever.
Uh-huh, this is true. I eat the marijuana, and now I can answer the phone. And I tell you, the police here are disgusting. This place is a mess.
Yeah, cockroaches and mold. Have you been in a worse place in your rat life?
No, and I'm a rat.
What's your favorite drug so far that you've tried? This must be new to you, all these drugs, as a rat.
I like the marijuana.
Yeah.
It is so much better than even gumbo or jambalaya or etouffee.
Sure, of course.
Don't get a chance to eat such good food. Usually the rats, we have to eat beans.
Right. Is this the first time in your life you've tried marijuana?
It is the first time, yes. But I got to say, I'm a big fan now. I'm going to be eat as much as I can.
How much is there?
So far, we have not run out.
Wow.
And when we do, the next is cocaine. So we're looking forward.
Yeah.
You have to always be looking forward. That's important in life.
It's a gateway drug.
I think so. Because if you look back, you see cockroaches and a rat's butt.
I know that you always get your House of Representatives update every day.
Oh, man, I'm following C-SPAN.
I know.
Like, I don't even want to say.
The House approved a bill today that calls for China tech giant ByteDance, who own TikTok.
ByteDance is such a great name.
To sell it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to ban it in the United States.
I bet that would go over really well here. Like, if China said, hey, you got to sell this or we're going to ban you. I mean, that probably happens from time to time, I should think, and they love it.
I would think so.
But, I mean, just banning it makes me want to get it.
I mean, there are 170 million people in the United States that have it and use it.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a lot. But the measure passed a resounding 352-65 vote.
You know, it's good that they're focusing on things like homelessness and, you know, the...
Well, here's what they're saying. It's national security.
Right.
Because in China, all companies are under the law,
right?
And can so the communist government can take any information they want from them,
yep.
Which is a lot of information on 170 million U.S. citizens.
Yep.
So they're saying that company has to sell it.
So here in free America, you can't decide to go ahead and give the fake information that you give to these social websites to the Chinese government.
That is, yes, that is true. It's possibly true.
Yeah.
It's possibly true.
Yeah, it's not past the Senate, I guess. It's like now it goes right. On, yeah.
See, of course, you know how the government works.
Yeah, sure, yeah. I'm still just a bill, but, you know, whatever. Schoolhouse Rock.
So it got me thinking, because the outrage is crazy.
It is.
And it got me thinking, what is the one social media app that I would be the most upset to see go?
Like if it actually went away,
yeah.
The one you couldn't be without.
Yeah, the one that I really, if I had to pick one.
Right. If this were 2 years ago, I would have said Twitter, I think, about 2 years ago, before that.
Sure, before he...
Kind of crashed it into a wall, and mostly all the accounts that I used to follow, that I used to love so much...
Are gone.
Yeah. And there's just tons and tons of porn bots, which, you know, whatever, it's fun to visit their sites for hours and hours and hours and hours, but...
But how are you going to get porn if TikTok is banned? I'm sorry, you said Twitter.
Well, as soon as that started going down in flames, I just started getting all of them. Like, I'm on everything now.
My answer is Instagram.
Yeah, really?
That's the one that I would want more than if I couldn't have any others.
Right.
I think it would be Instagram.
Hmm. I think Facebook for me, because I'm still in touch with like old friends and it's easier to keep other people prying eyes out of Facebook, you know, like so you can have your sort of account kind of locked down a little more. So
oh, I got
old
you.
Friends from high school and, you know, old drug dealers that I need to meet up with when I'm going across.
All right. State. So which social media could you not live without? 818-955-KLOS.
Is it Instagram like Kevin? Is it Facebook like me? Or is it one of those porn sites? Which one is it?
818-955-KLOS.
Why? Why is it that if it's banned, if it's outlawed, if right. the man is going after it, I have to have it?
Yeah, you always think that way. It's, I do too a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, TikTok is the only social media I just happen to not get on. I haven't done because I don't make little
but
videos
But now that
whatever.
They might ban it.
Yes, I think I have to go get it.
You want to get this, it.
What's up with that? Why is that?
That's how you are, my
I
friend.
Guess, yeah.
So we're talking about TikTok possibly being banned in the United States. And the question is, which social media could you not live without?
Instagram, without a doubt. Absolutely.
Why is that?
Because that thing is hilarious. It makes my day. And it's not just what they post. It's the fact somebody took the time to make that and put it on Instagram. That's what was equally funny to me.
Nice. Yeah, well, you and Kevin on the same page. That's
I agree.
Awesome. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey,
hi there.
The social media site you could not live without, even if the government says you must.
I'm sitting here with Veronica from Ventura, and I would have to say probably OnlyFans.
She sounds like a robot. She just repeat everything.
She sounds fun.
Why, yeah, you got a real human there, theoretically.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need the OnlyFans.
All right, yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
I'll have what they're having.
Kevin and Flutter.
Yo. Yes, sir.
So we're talking favorite porn, favorite website.
Yeah, your social media that you couldn't live without.
I'm going to have to say xhamster.com.
Is that a porn site?
I'd plead the fifth.
Okay, so yes. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey there.
Facebook, for the reason of Messenger video chat, if you have a long-distance relationship with someone in another country, for example, my girlfriend is in the Philippines, it's
yep.
a really convenient app.
And it works really well, and it's free. I do talk to people in Europe, friends of mine, that you I couldn't do it otherwise.
The fact that it's free is pretty great.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, that's a good for Facebook.
Yeah, I like
whatever.
It.
What about you? The one you cannot live without, the social media site you must have.
818-955-KLOS.
Forget fixing the skyrocketing cost of healthcare. Our government is focusing on shutting down TikTok.
What if they ban TikTok?
Whoa, that's important. Get her done.
The question is, which social media could you not live without?
I believe I would not like to be without Nextdoor.
Oh, really?
Nextdoor app.
Now, do you actually find helpful information, or you just have a laugh at everybody having their meltdowns?
As a contractor, I reply to people's posts about what they need to have done, and I tell them who I am. I get a lot of business, and it's free.
Nice.
Oh, that makes sense.
Very interesting.
There are the Looney Tunes who
of course.
Things there
yep.
that do make me laugh.
Yeah.
True.
I would argue they make it worth it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Thank right you, on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi there.
Hey.
For us, it's Instagram.
Why is that?
Because my dog is an influencer.
Oh, dear Lord.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a corgi.
And what's your corgi's name?
My corgi's name is Zero. And when she swims, she looks like a little floating potato from underneath, and people love her.
What's her account? How do we find Zero? I had a dog named Zero. The corgi on Instagram.
She's at corgi, C-O-R-G-I, underscore Zero, Z-E-R-O.
Right on. All right.
I follow no pet accounts.
Ah,
I love pets.
You evil creature.
But I don't follow pet
Ladies
accounts.
And gentlemen, an evil creature
how
is
many,
in the studio.
How many followers does Zero have?
Like 90,000-ish.
Woo! Damn.
More than me. That's great. Thank
that
you for
awesome.
Calling.
Thanks
we appreciate
calling.
It. KLOS, hello.
I have to put a vote in for Facebook, and the reason is I'm a 24-hour caregiver for an adult son that has autism,
mm-hmm.
and I kind of live vicariously through my friends and acquaintances that post, you know, when they go to a concert or
yep.
they go to Italy or they go whatever. And so
yep.
I just, you know, it's that's my...
Let me ask you a question. Does a year like this year, when it's going to be crazy election talk for 6 months, bug you? Like some of your friends you used to think you liked?
Actually, I've kind of put it to bed because I'm just tired of the name calling and
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've kind of just stopped responding to others and said, all I want to do is be treated like a human. You have the right to believe in who you have a right in, but I do too.
Yeah, I'm very much on the same page. I don't interact with any of that at all anymore. I know what I believe and I don't care, you know, but you go your way. Yeah. Well, take care and say hi to all your friends out there on Facebook.
Thank you. We love you.
Right on. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, hi. I would still have to say Facebook because I like the reminders for birthdays.
Oh, yeah.
You like to remind us for the birthdays. Yeah.
Well, Mark is doing well.
If they're not family, they would never get a happy birthday out of me.
Yeah, I haven't gotten one out of you in a very long time, and I'm very upset about it.
You're slacking.
Well, I'll just tell you now early for next year. How's that?
Thank you. Perfect. Yes, perfect.
All right, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thanks. 818-955-KLOS.
Which social media could you not live without? He tried to say.
Give me five.
Five. Yes, please. I'll take five.
Five songs?
Yeah, sure. Five hits?
Five songs.
We'd like it to be good.
Yeah.
Bands named after non-members.
Yeah, so, like, for example, who is it? Ken in West Hills said, you know what? There's no person named Molly Hatchet in Molly Hatchet, so how about Molly Hatchet?
Bands named after non-members is the topic.
818-955-KLOS or find us on social media.
At Kevin and Sluggo. There's no Greta in Greta Van Fleet. Hello, KLOS.
Hi, fellas. In honor of St. Paddy's Day, can you play some Thin Lizzy?
Ah, yeah, no Thin Lizzy and Thin Lizzy.
I love it.
Yeah.
Who are you?
This is Mick O'Hooligan.
Happy early St. Paddy's Day unto thee.
All right, boys, you go ahead and drink some plenty of green beer. Take a green piss for me now.
Frequent contributor Mike Dolan suggested Jethro Tull for our Give Me Five list of bands named after someone that isn't in the band.
Rocking the flute.
Yeah, you know, and I think it may be in a very interesting possibility, a different universe. Jethro Tull, who was an 18th century British agriculturist, might be in the band in a different universe, of course.
Sure,
we'll have to get a hold of Fringe for that. Hey, we got another chance to play our little game, right?
Yeah, the little name game is up to $1,800 between now and 6.
That's right, and if you win, and you will, I can feel it, you get Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller tickets to see him at SoFi this August.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, hey, listen, this is Tesla. I'm with California Tattoo, and we blast 95.5 KLOS 100 hours a week.
Thank you for doing
that. We love you for that.
That's very cool.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. Come to 11. Here we go. Thank you, guys.
And right now, we're going to tell you a story about who's naked now.
Who's naked now?
Do we want to know? Do we ever want to know?
Yes, we do.
Oh, okay.
Who's naked now?
Maharashtra doctor roams naked inside hospital.
In the hospital? The doctor?
A doctor roamed the hospital nude.
Nurse, I think the pills you gave me are acting weirdly.
Only a stethoscope.
What? Excuse me, are you a doctor? Yes. Yes, I am.
Can you imagine? You know what it's like being in the hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
And no doctor ever shows up.
No.
And you're like, if I could just talk to someone.
Yep, yep.
And then this dick walks in.
And they're always so incredibly professional. The last thing in the world you expect is to see a nude doctor at your hospital.
Reports said that he was heavily drunk. They caught him on CCTV, and I'm not sure how that got out to the media, but well done. Somebody should get a reward.
Yeah, they should.
He was walking around the hospital nude, and apparently he entered a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
He put up some kind of, I don't know, some kind of, like, piece of cloth.
Okay.
And then went into the bathroom and left the door open.
Okay.
And that's as far as we can see.
So before he got to work or somewhere in the break room, he got blitzed. He got wasted.
Yes.
And his doctor training said, I should be naked. I need to wander around.
I should take off all my clothes and just walk around the hospital.
Yeah. It would be fun to, you know, pick up people's, the charts and ask them questions. How are you feeling today? And act like nothing's going on.
That would be a great stunt.
Right?
Yeah. If you're like Johnny Knoxville or somebody, walking around looking at charts. Just walk in and look at a chart and walk out like nothing's happened.
There was an Alan Funt movie in the 70s called What Do You Say to a Naked Lady? And that you need to update it. What do you say to a naked doctor?
Yep, that'd be pretty good. I'm in. Shot to win $1,600 if you're caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS.
You'll also pick up tickets to Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller. That's happening at SoFi this August. Give us a call right now. You want to play?
Good luck.
I'm going to dedicate that to the cocaine rat we just spoke to a few minutes ago.
That was a marijuana rat.
He's
looking forward to moving on to the cocaine.
Speaking of, when you win this, you can buy a hell of a lot of it, actually.
Who is this?
Wendy.
Wendy, you're caller 25. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I didn't know if your phone cut out. Yes, you're caller 25. That means you get to play the KLOS name game. We are looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And the last couple of guesses, Wendy, were Marvin the Martian. I love Martian. Marvin the Martian.
See?
And Yosemite Sam. I had that guess yesterday. So I guess Jenny didn't hear that. That is incorrect. What do you think it is for $1,600?
I'm going to go with Pink Panther.
The Pink Panther. I love the Pink Panther.
The Pink Panther. I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Well, at least we got to hear the theme for a second. That was nice.
Thank you for trying. Try again.
And it'll be worth $1,700 sometime between 4 and 5. Speaking of money, it's up to $1,700, our little name game. We're going to play again sometime between now and 5. Not right now, though. A little later. The name game,
the name game. It's back.
It's back.
Season 4, babies.
We have your shot to win $1,700.
Dang.
And tickets to see Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller this August at SoFi. If you're caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS.
Good luck. The name
game. Yeah, the name game. Oh. I know how to play that.
Let's give away some money, shall we?
Let's do that. Yes, please.
KLOS, who is this?
This is Bryce.
Bryce?
Bryce, you're caller 25.
You got to be kidding me. No way.
It's true.
Holy. Oh, my God, I'm right on the way to work, and this is I've never done this. This is awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
We're great, and good luck. For $1,700, we're looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
Bryce, let me tell you, the last couple of call, our guesses were Pink Panther and Marvin the Martian, but those were wrong, so for $1,700 and an excuse to take the rest of the day off, who do you think it is?
It's just a classic cartoon character.
Yes, sir.
Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
Hey!
I'm sorry, it's not Winnie the Pooh.
I didn't remember I was 25. Thank you, guys. I don't even care that I lost.
Right on.
That's the attitude.
Yeah.
Well done, man.
All right, see you guys. I'll come in again.
Thank you. Take care. Next hour, sometime between now and 6, it's going to be worth
$1,800.
Speaking of money, let us give you some right this second. Still of how it works.
We have $1,800. If you're caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS, you can play the KLOS name game.
Be caller 25 right now. Play our little game. You might get $18,000 in tickets to see Def Leppard.
$1,800.
Thank you. And Journey and Steve Miller at SoFi.
Hello, KLOS. Who is this?
Hey, this is Tony.
Tony!
Tony, you're caller 25.
Oh,
you get your shot at $1,800 right now on those concert tickets. We're looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And let me tell you, Tony, the last couple of guesses were Winnie the Pooh and Pink Panther. Both of those are incorrect. So for $1,800, who do you think it is?
What's his name?
Ghost the Cat.
What?
What the cat?
Felix
Felix,
the cat. Wasn't there a naughty movie, Felix the R-rated or X-rated Felix the Cat movie back
then? I'm sure there it was, yeah.
Yeah, and then there was the proper Felix. Liar! Yes, you did. Oh, and Felix is incorrect.
Wrong either way. Sorry.
Sorry, man.
Right on.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
So tomorrow morning, bright and early with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m.
$1,900.
Def Leppard's Opus 69 in F-U minor.
I love that remix with an orchestra.
Yeah, that is amazing. Royal Philharmonic Orchestra recorded at Abbey Road Studios last year. 16 Def Leppard songs they did. And I'm just thinking that some people out there are like, the acid is kicking in,
what
man.
What is happening?
Eric Clapton called it quits on the Yardbirds on this day in rock in 1965 to be replaced by Jeff Beck. When did you last have your copy of the Birds' Greatest Hits vinyl in your hands? It was certified gold on this day in rock, 1968. Any chance you were out on Hollywood Boulevard on this day in rock in 1987? That's when Bob Seger received his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.